As you know, we're committed wildlife lovers here on the Mooney Goes Wild show on Fridays and every other day as well. So it was with dismay we read an email from listener Joe Sullivan, who told us about some suspicious activity on Dublin's Royal Canal. He sent us a picture of a very attractive mute swan couple and their four fluffy cygnets. And his email read, "Last Thursday at 7pm in Phibsborough, I noticed a large red and white van with three men in it who seemed to be making towards the swans until I cycled past. I took a picture of their registration plate and they made off fairly quickly. This isn't the first time I've seen an incident like this, and I would just like to appeal to people to be vigilant about our swans." Well, we applaud you, Joe, for your civic mindedness and your behaviour and your love of wildlife. So we dispatched our swan expert, Dr. Richard Collins, whose PhD was on population dynamics in mute swans, and local wildlife ranger Neil Harmy, off to meet Joe at the scene of the suspicious activity on the banks of the Royal Canal.
And the Alps Triangle went jingle, jangle, all along the banks of the Royal Canal.
Hello, Joe. You have brought me down here to the shadow of Mountjoy Jail to see swans, and you have found them here. Tell us about these particular swans. They're your swans in a sense, aren't they?
I suppose so. I kind of keep an eye on them every now and again. I actually contacted the Mooney Show because last week I noticed a bit of suspicious activity around and thought maybe I'd say, look, if you guys could make an announcement. I felt like some people were trying to take some of the swans. It's happened around the country, Galway, Tipperary. It happened up here in the canal a couple of times. So over the years I've kind of cycled by these swans, and you end up wanted to keep an eye on them, and when you can, if it can make a difference, just make a phone call or two, you know.
So Joe, you have been looking at these swans not just this year but other years as well. Now this is a stretch of the canal. There's a whole series of locks above us and there's some locks below us. It's a lovely scenic area in many ways. Paths on each side of the road, people going up and down, dogs being walked, nice sycamore trees here behind us, some willows further down, and Croke Park. The shadow of Croke Park is down there a little bit, and above us the old mill, which is now converted into flats. It's quite an attractive area. Now where was the nest in this complex?
The nest was actually just down here. It's halfway down the canal on the right hand side if you're going towards Croke Park from Cross Guns Bridge. It's actually at the back of Mountjoy. Conveniently enough, there's actually a camera there that kind of sort of covers the area, where I know some of the wardens will, or the prison guards who are monitoring those cameras, will keep an eye on the swans from time to time. It's generally in an unguarded spot. They'll build quite a big nest there. Most people tend to leave it alone. The area is slightly noted for a bit of drinking and other antisocial behaviour, but 99% of people in the area, despite whatever ills society might think they're up to, you know, will keep an eye on them and won't harm them, and actually like having them around, you know.
Yeah, swans generally either they nest where there are lots of people to see them, where there's heavy human encroachment, and that's usually fairly safe. Or out in some very remote place where there's nobody at all, that's also fairly safe. But the in-between is usually the dangerous one, and this one is a heavy human presence nest. Now, how many eggs were there? How many young? Have you any idea?
I didn't actually see the eggs this year. I seen them in years previous, twice. On both occasions, there was one left in that didn't hatch. There was always four or five chicks. This particular pair, there was a female and a male. About 2 years ago, I seen them fly into a bus coming by the pub up there in the corner. Fortunately, one of them died, one of them stayed. I think that's the same one that's here. So she seems to have learned over the years how to bring up a brood. She has them quite close in. She never leaves them, whereas the seagulls were coming down and preying on them previously, you know. So, I mean, that's my main problem when I see people coming along and trying to take the birds, because you have 3 or 4 years of learning that's gone into that animal on how to reproduce, and if they take that away and go make some dinner out of it, you know, that's a serious time investment gone.
Well, how many cygnets did you see this year at first?
I actually seen four. And as we're standing here now across,
I can still
see
them there.
Yeah, they're still alive, which is testament to the fact that, you know, she's better at it.
Now, you were describing an incident where you thought people were going to try and catch the swans. Can you describe that incident for us?
Well, as I was saying previously, I've noticed a bit of suspicious behaviour around there, and the swans had gone missing. So it's something you'd keep an eye out for. I spotted a van there that I hadn't seen there before. There was three gen.
Parked down here, was it?
It was parked down on the right-hand side there. There's okay. some access there from the residential street behind. They were there for quite a long time. They weren't eating. They were watching the swans. One of them came out.
Three men in
yes.
this van?
Yeah, oh. large
what
white
color
van.
Was the van?
White and red. And what I would say is, I cannot be 100% sure that they were going to take the swans. But what I would say is that I would say it was likely. I think my own look is something akin to a guard, probably. I'd look like one with the helmet on my bike and whatever else. So I think when they noticed that I was having a kind of a look over and just decided to sit down and sit by the canal, they moved off pretty sharpish, you know.
They drove away in the van?
Yep.
But you didn't see them go near the swans or...?
One of them was outside the van, and then he got back in when I arrived and kind of stayed around, you know. The point being here, if somebody's near swans, they're perfectly entitled to spend as much time in a public place as they want. But if you're suspicious, it's your community. They're assets in your community. These birds have a right to live here just like we have, you know. We build an environment around them, so we have a bit of a duty of care there, you know. In certain cultures, they're a delicacy. It's not known how we value them, you know. So I would just keep an eye, educate people, and be aware that they're yours, you know, and they're your responsibility.
Well, Jody, you didn't report this to the guards or anybody. You didn't think it necessary to do so, or you hadn't sufficient grounds to say that this should be reported.
Yeah, though I had the reg. I hadn't seen them do anything wrong. I think the deterrent was there anyway to know there was somebody local watching them. The police have enough to deal with, and they were good enough in the past when I called them to come around and investigate the matter. And there's one or two guards there that have particularly looked into this in the past.
Neil, as a wildlife ranger for the area, what do you think of this particular problem?
In relation to swans being taken, it has occurred on a number of occasions. Unfortunately, the information hasn't been good enough at a given time to pursue it. But there are a number of areas in Dublin where swans are breeding, where you have bachelor flocks that can be targeted. But it would not only happen in the Dublin area. But what I would say is quite simply, if you are concerned, try and get in touch with the Wildlife Service. If you can't get in touch with us, please ring the guards. The duty of care under the Wildlife Act is primarily that of the rangers, but the guards have a brief on that as well. But unless we have people that are willing to come forward that would say, yes, this person did do something, it's like everything else. The case has to be able to be stood up on its merit that we can do something. But even if somebody is concerned, we'd like to know, because it builds up the picture of what's going on and it enables us to be more proactive in any given situation.
Now, there's a famous line in John Rutty's book of 1770, Towards a Natural History of the County of Dublin, in which he says that there are swans on the Liffey. And they are most succulent but hard of digestion, except when very young. Now, this raises the issue is who wants to catch a swan, given that they are very difficult things to cook and very tough when you do cook them. Who would want to do this? What is the motivation behind people taking swans?
To be honest with you, in relation to whether or not people would like to eat the swans, whether or not they think it's a good idea to have them as a pet, I couldn't definitively say. In medieval times in this country, in the UK, sort of swans were considered a great delicacy, and from what I understand, the swans in the UK and in Ireland at that time would have been the property of the monarchy. I'm not sure whether or not the monarchy in the UK still own Irish swans. That's a debate for another time.
Well, I remember checking into that some years ago for a court case that took place, but for a reason. But the lawyers found that, yes, in 1922, the relevant minister became the owner of the swans in Ireland. Now, it's not quite true to say that the monarch owns the swans, because swans crash into wires all the time and do immense damage to electricity cables. So it always intrigued me why the ESB in England, the supply electricity people in England, didn't sue the Queen for the damages. But the answer that came back was that the Queen doesn't actually own the swans, but she can at her will and pleasure claim ownership of a particular swan. She doesn't choose to do so when a swan crashes into wires. So that is the reason for that. But it's true, the minister can claim ownership of any swan in Ireland wandering around.
Irish swans are protected like all birds under the Wildlife Act, under Section 22. There are exemptions in relation to the Open Seasons Order, to the derogation. Swans are not included. If somebody willfully takes a swan, hurts a swan, they're hunting. The area that they're hunting, more than likely, they would not have permission, another offence. Also, they would be hunting without a licence. There are three immediate offences. And then, of course, if they have the swan in their possession, in the illegal possession of a specimen of Irish wildlife. So there are four offences.
Is there a maximum penalty on that?
There are maximum penalties. They go up to about $5,000, and sometimes they can accelerate in relation to the severity and the numbers involved.
Can you go to prison?
The Act would say €5,000 and or 6 months in prison.
Okay, well, of course, this is Mute Swan Neighbourhood Watch. And the more people keep an eye on the swans and report anything odd or strange or peculiar in the vicinity, the safer the swans will be. And these two beautiful swans here, and they're four gorgeous little cygnets, and they're giving us a little squeak. I don't think you can hear it now, in approval for these sentiments that are being expressed on the far bank. So if you see anything odd, you must contact Neil. And Neil, would you give us your telephone number or contact details? What should they do and when?
In relation to contacting the Wildlife Service, the best thing is really to go through the website, because I'm the ranger for the North Dublin area. There's two rangers in Dublin, and there's various rangers scattered throughout the country, mpws.ie, and that will put you in touch with your local ranger. I'd just like to say it's great that we have people like Joe around in the city, because the problem is, with two rangers in Dublin, there's a large area to cover. If people are concerned, and people like Joe that come and give us the information, who help us in that way, they're actually doing quite a lot. It's to be applauded, and it's nice to see that people actually look after their local wildlife.
Yeah, no worries. As I said, it's just I'd pass by them, I'd see them. So you kind of get to watch them, you know. Everybody likes the swans, everybody likes to see them in their local area. They're yours. Keep an eye on them. If you see anything ropey, mention it, ring the guards.
So there is a ranger in every part of the country. There's always a ranger covering the area, but you may not know who he is. So if you see anything untoward regarding swans or other birds or wildlife generally, contact the local guards if you don't know who your ranger is, and they will refer it on to the ranger. Well, thank you, Joe, for raising this important issue. It reminds people of what to look for and the importance of looking out, the Neighbourhood Watch. And Neil, who is part of the force of rangers who are fighting to preserve our wildlife all over the country. And thank you both for coming here today.
Thanks, Mel. Cheers.
And thank you to Richard.